Shushmar Da'asra, Rav Shadrowitzky. It's a tremendous chus to be here at this Siyam during the 9 days to share Divrei Torah together with you, Me'inyana D'Yoma, tying it into the Siyam and Inyana D'Yoma as well. This week's parsha, Parsha's Devarim, is the beginning of a new sefer. And as we know, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, all very important. But Devarim, as we'll see, has some difference to Devarim that we don't find in the rest of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. We know Devarim is called Mishneh Torah. And let us try to understand the significance of Sefer Devarim, then perhaps to tie it in to the 9 days, tie it into the Siyam on Masechta Chagiga. The Torah says, "Eila ha-devarim asher dimer Moshe el kol Yisrael be'ever ha-yardein ba-midbar ba-arava mol-suf ben-poran uvein-tofel ve-lovan v'chatzeres v'di-zohof." Eila ha-devarim. And we know Rashi explains these were divrei tochacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael b'sof yomav. However, if we'll look on page 3 in the packets, I hope everyone got, and please keep these packets as a reminder of the Divrei Torah that hopefully we'll learn this evening. The Sefer Paneach Raza, one of the Rishonim, has fascinating remazim on the beginning of Sefer Devarim. And of course, every remez that we find in Svarim has to be dealt with to understand the depth of the remez as well. So let's see inside on page 3, Eila HaDvarim, says the Paneach Raza, Zeh Sefer Mishneh Torah, Shechozer Moshe Vishona Lohem Es HaTorah Shenis, that Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah with Klal Yisrael again. Lifomim chidish bo eze dover. Umipnei shu chazores dvar marinul kuli almad lidrosh bo smuchim. That the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, and we'll see later, that Dvarim has a special halacha. There's a discussion whether if you have two psukim next to each other, could you learn out the fact that the two psukim are next to each other? Could that teach me a halacha? Could that teach me a din? And that's a machlokes, whether darshinan smuchin or lo darshinan smuchin. But says the Gemara in Yevamos, when it comes to Sefer Devarim, l'kulei alma darshinan smuchin, that when it comes to Sefer Devarim, we can darshin smuchin, meaning we could learn a halacha by the fact that a pasuk is written next to another pasuk, could teach us a halacha. Then the Paneach Raza continues, 3 lines from the bottom. Shisha Sidros Batorah Maschilim Ba'alaf. There are 6 sedras in the Torah that begin with the Os Aleph. What are they? Eila Toldos Noach, number 1. Eila Pekude, number 2. In Bechukosai Teilechu, number 3. Eila Masei, number 4. Eila Hadvarim, and Atem Nitzavim. 6 parshios in the Torah begin with the Os Aleph, Kineged Shis Sidrei Mishnah, Sheshona Lehem Gamkin. Keneged the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So we have a remes in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim to Torah Sheba'al Peh, to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. And that's from the Os Aleph. What's the significance of the Os Aleph? Aleph, Aluf, like we learned, Yalif, Perush, next page, Limut, that Yalfusa, Yalif, Olif, is to learn. Mishnah Gamkein. Mishnah means Vishinantam Levanecha, is the idea of Limud. Mishnah Gamkein, Perush, Limud. Hare Sheromaz Lishisha Sidrei Limud Shal Torah Sheba'al Peh. The six Alephs. One of them is Eila Dvarim, Eila Masei, Eila Tolos Noach, etc. But of those six, says the Paneach Raza, four of those six Alephs are Eila. Arba mehem aschilim be'Eila, kenizkar, negedalet sdorim, sheish lehem Talmud. Because in the Talmud Bavli, we know that not all the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah have a Gemara in the Talmud Bavli. Only four of them. Right? We don't have in Taros, right? In Zroim, most of it doesn't have, except for Brachos, doesn't have a Gemara. So Eila, of the six Alephs, four Eilas, so the four that have a Gemara. Uvahem Mesechtos Kiminyan Eila, and Keneged, the Mesechtos are Eila, Shehem Lamed Vav, Kenirbas Halichos Olam Lo. That Lamed Vav Mesechtos, of the ones of the Gemaras, Shadarshu Altikre Halichos El Halochos, Veze Eila Hadvarim. Because Eila Hadvarim, the Eila Hadvarim, the Lamed Shechoza Vishonel of Neim, Gam HaTalmud Shenis. The Chamisha Mesechtos Maschilim Be'alef. And then he says something further. That just like in Eila HaDvarim, we have the Eila, is the Lamed, the Hey, Alef, is the 36 Mesechtos, and the six Alefs of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So we have here merumas in this pasuk, the Eila, the Aleph, one of the six Alephs of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We have the Eila is Mispar Lamed Vav, is Lamed Vav Mesechtos. So we have these remuzim of Torah Sheba'al Peh in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. But then he says, in Torah Sheba'al Peh, we have five Mesechtos that start with Aleph. Peya, right, Eila Dvarim. Psochim is Orl Arbasar. Rosh Hashanah is Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. Bava Kama is Arba Ovos Nezikin. And Kalim is Ovos Hatumos. So we have five of the Torah Sheba'al Peh that start with Aleph, L'Ramez Alimud Shel Chamisha Chelkei Torah Shebichsav. So we have a remez of Torah Shebichsav in Torah Sheba'al Peh. So just like we had the remez in Torah Shebichsav of the Shisha Sidmei Mishnah, we have a remez to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah of the five Mesechtos that begin with Aleph in Torah Sheba'al Peh, to show us Vatachli Shenovel Chayach Batorim Kishtei Torah Shekshrum Zebezeh, to show that the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Sheba'al Peh are connected, that we're merames the Torah Shebichsav in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the merames Torah Sheba'al Peh in Torah Shebichsav. But I think that the fact that we have this remez of Lamed Vav Mesechtos Eila, this Mispar Lamed Vav in Dvarim, has a special uniqueness specifically to Chumash Dvarim. And I'd like to begin to explain that based on something on page 5 found in the Sefer Oel Yaakov. the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid, we know, was somebody who had contact with the Vilna Gaon. The famous story that the Vilna Gaon asked the Dubna Magid to give him Musar. And here, in one of the few cases, the Dubna Magid discusses a conversation that he had with the Vilna Gaon. And the conversation was about what is the difference between Chumash Devarim and the rest of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Look inside. V'nei sha'alti es pi mori v'rabi hu rabbeinu hakodosh hagon hachosid moreinu rabbeinu harav Eliyahu milvilna zatzal. Ma hevdel bein haTorah kedosha ubein Mishnah Torah. What difference is there? Any chiluk? We call it Mishnah Torah. Is there anything significant in difference between Sefer Dvarim and the rest of the Torah? V'omali ki ha'abos Dvarim arishonim hayu nishmoim mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo derech grono shel Moshe. That when the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the words of the Torah, it was Hashem's voice emanating through his mouth. As the Loshon HaZohar, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. Exactly. As Moshe was speaking, it was Hashem speaking. Moshe just physically opened his mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice emanated directly from his mouth. Derech grono shel Moshe. Lo kein sefer dvarim. But Sefer Dvarim was different. How Yisrael shomim es divrei ha-sefer hazeh, kasher shomu divrei ha-neviim, asher achar Moshe, asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu omar ha-novi ha-yom, u-liyom mochar halach ha-novi v'yashmiya ha-zon el Yisrael. The Sefer Dvarim was different. It wasn't when Moshe was telling Sefer Dvarim to Bnei Yisrael, it wasn't Hashem's voice emanating out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and now Moshe in the past, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is telling it over to the people. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking at that moment. Just like any nevuah, where the Navi first hears the nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Navi goes and tells the people what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. In came the Esa Shadibur Hanavi Alam Kvar Haya Nektak Mimenu Hadibur HaElokhi. Kain Haya Sefer Dvarim Nishma El Yisrael Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Ba'atzmo. And that's what the Vilna Gaon told the Dubna Magid. And the Emes is written here on the bottom. This is basically shot in the Gemara and Megillah on the next page, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the difference between the klolos in Vayikra, in Bechukosai, in contrast to the klolos in Kiksovo. Amar Abai Loshonu Ela Beklolos Shebetoras Kohanim Aval Klolos Shebemishneh Torah Poseg Maitaima Haloluk Beloshen Rabbi Mamurus Umoshe Mipi Hagvura. That the klolos in Vayikra were said Beloshen Rabbim, and it's Moshe Mipni Hagvura Amoran the Halolu Beloshen Yochid Amuros Umoshe Mipi Atzmo Amor. And the ones in Dvarim are Moshe Mipi Atzmo. And that's what the Vilna Gaon explained. It was not HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking at that moment. It's all based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashmiya the words of the klolos or the rest of Mishnah Torah to Klal Yisrael, it was Moshe Rabbeinu talking on himself, by himself. And that was the Gemara that we saw quoted on page 7, the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has the whole sugya of smuchin, and the Gemara discusses, we're not going to go into the intricacy of the halacha, that afilu manda omar, that lo darash smuchin b'chol ha-Torah kula b'mishnah Torah darash. And the Marab Meranshberg on the side of the page on page 7 quotes the words of the Ravon, and the Ravon is on page 8, you can see it inside. He says, "Dafilu man delo darish smuchin v'chol ha-Torah, v'mishnah Torah darish v'taima mishum d'chol ha-Torah mipi ha-gvura nemra, v'in muktam u'mu'uchar, aval Moshe she-sider mishnah Torah pasha achar pasha lo sider ele li-darish." That Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Masader, everything he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Seder HaDevarim was his own. That was his own unique Seder. And he did it in a particular way, with particular kavanas, why he put one thing next to the other, special to learn out, special drushes, and special halachas. And that was Mipi Moshe Atzmo. That wasn't Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, and that's why the Ravon explains, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Lo Darshinan, it's a machlokes whether Darshinan Smuchin, but B'mishnah Torah, L'kule Alma, Darshinan Smuchin. And the Svarim write, as we'll see soon, and Rav Soloveitchik discusses, and others, the Shem Yishmuel has a whole discussion, that basically, Chumash Dvarim is the bridge between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Because the rest of the Torah, the first four books of the Torah, is straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. No human input. No drushes. No human input. It's straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he dictated in that order. Mipi ha-gvur amar. Devarim, even though Hashem said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was left up to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Misader as HaDevarim. And hence, as we'll see, the Chumash Devarim, what the Shem Yishmuel discusses, is the Memutza, is the in-between between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, because it's Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaran Kedi'isa B'Gemara B'Megillah, as we saw. And hence, we understand very well now why the Ramazim of Torah Shebal Peh, Eila, the Lamed Vav Mesechtos, in the beginning of Chumash Devarim, because Chumash Devarim is the first time that we have this notion of Chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of Chachmei HaMesorah. Is Moshe Rabbeinu is the beginning, Moshe Mipi Atzmo, it's the idea that Chachamim of Moshe Rabbeinu and then Chachmei Kol Dor Vador have an input in darshaning the psukim of Chazal based on the Yud Gimel Midah Shatorah, the Dreshes Bahem, and that's the human input of Chachmei HaMesorah begins with Moshe Rabbeinu and begins with Chumash Devarim. And hence the remes, Eile, Lamed Vav Mesechtos, Eile Hadvarim, Eile, the six Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, as the Paneach Raza mentions, that's the connection. That's the connection between having these remozim, Dafka, in Chumash Devarim. Chumash, as the Vilna Gaon told the Dubna Magid, and hence the words of the Paneach Raza are not just tam, acute vertel, acute pshetel of what's merumas in Eila Hadvarim, because Eila Hadvarim is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh of Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amorim. And let us tie this in now to the days, to the 9 days, and the tikkun of the 9 days that we have to do. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash, of Sinas Chinam, as the Rav mentioned, the Sinas Chinam of the nine days, of the Churban HaBayis, that we still have to be Mesakin. And in the Chidah writes, another remez of Eila HaDvarim on page 9, Eila HaDvarim, Eila Rashi Tevos, Ovach Lashon Hara. The Bezeh Nechshalim Kulam. Like the Gemara says, that maybe some people violate Gezel, maybe some people violate Arayos, But kulam is v'avak lashon hara. Eile hadvarim asher dimur roshe el kol Yisrael. And eile hadvarim, says the chida, is the remez to avak lashon hara. Eile avak lashon hara. And a beautiful sefer, Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef was a sefer that was written on Bereishis Shmos and Vayikra. And Rav Dovid Avraham Mandelbaum from Eretz Yisrael wrote his own Pardes Yosef in the same style of the Pardes Yosef on Bamidbar and Dvarim. And he quotes this chidah, and he quotes the Gemara in Erchin on Tazayin Amad Beis on page 10, where the Gemara says, Amar Rab Chana, Kama Bar Chanina, Ma Takanoso Shal Mesafri Lashon Hara. How do you avoid Lashon Hara? It's a human need that a person needs to speak. So how do you avoid it? How much could you speak about the weather? So there's a human need for a person to speak. So the Gemara says an important thing, Im Talmid Chacham Hu Yasof BaTorah, Shenema Marpe Lashon Eitz Chayim, Vein Lashon Olo Lashon Hara. That Divrei Torah is the replacement. A person has to speak, so tell him over the vort you heard. Tell him over what it says in this today's Daf Yomi. Tell him over the nice pshat you just heard. That will fill the void, the human need to speak. And as it's written in the Pardes Yosef Achodesh on page 11, B'chomas anach l'rabbeinu chidah hevi de'eilu rashitevas ovak lashon hara v'zehu el kol Yisrael ki amru chazal. And then he quotes the Mefanech, the Panech Raza, the Eilas, the Lamedvav Mesechtos. So he says, based on this, it's very understood. Eila, the Avak Lashon Hara, what's the Takana? The Avak Lashon Hara is the Eila of the Lamedvav Mesechtos. Because if you need something to speak about, so if you don't have any Divrei Torah, and you can't speak enough about the weather all the time, so what else are you going to speak about? You have to speak about this one and that one and the other thing. But if you're a person who's Shakua and Limit Torah, Eila Hadvarim, Eila, the Lamed Vav Mesechtos, so then you don't have to speak of Lashon Hara because there's so many other things you'll have to say over. But a person who's devoid from Limit HaTorah, this individual is going to speak Lashon Hara because that's the human nature, that he has to speak, he has to say things. And as we look now on page 13 in the Shem Yishmuel, he perhaps gives us another understanding of, so we've seen so far the idea of Limud HaTorah, especially Limud Torah Shebal Peh, as a tikkun for Lashon Hara, and that is one of the fundamentals of the 9 days, because all the sinas chinam that evolves in the world all comes about because people speak about other people, and that causes the sinna, etc. So the first aspect, as we entitled the shir, the geula comes b'schus Torah Shebal Peh. So the first way that we understand that the Geula comes, the Torah Shebal Peh, is because my takante shall mesapre lashon hara im talmid chacham yasof batorah eile avak lashon hara. The tikkun for the avak lashon hara is the eile of the lamed vav mesechtos. But let us go even further. The Shem Yishmuel says, if you take a look on the third column, the near the forest of Hambishi, he quote Lushas of Avi, Adoni Mori Varabi, he's quoting from his father, the Avnei Nezer, Shemishna Torah, Hashem Moshe Mipi Atzma Omra Nira Shehi Emtsoi, Bin Torah Shebichsav La Torah Shebal Peh. As we said before from the Vilna Gaon, that's the Emtsoi between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And he explains it in a beautiful way based on the Gemara in Nedarim. The famous Gemara in Nedarim tells us a very perplexing thing. The Gemara tells us, as he quotes here in the second arrow, a little bit above that,
the Dorn Chavbez of an Aleph, Ilmole Lochotu Yisrael, Lolita Lehem El Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Vesefer Yoshua, Bipte Tchuve Ha'aretz.
The Gemara says in the Dorn, if Klal Yisrael would not have sinned, they sinned in the Egel, they sinned other places, all we would have needed is what? Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Vesefer Yoshua. Chamisha Chumshe Torah, we have the basic dinim of the Torah and Sefer Yeshua to know the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And that's very perplexing. Where's the, we wouldn't have had Torah Shebal Peh. All we would have is Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Where would all the mitzvahs of Torah Shebal Peh? So he explains beautifully. Of course, as we saw before, without Torah Shebal Peh, we can't understand Torah Shebichsav. But if Klal Yisrael would not have sinned, we would be on such a madrega that all the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, we could see the mela from Torah Shebichsav. We could look at the pasuk as he quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was Dorish from the Tagim Tilim Vitilim Shel Halachas. We can't do that, because we're not on that madrega. We're so chumri, we're so gashmi. But Klal Yisrael, if they were in the madrega, if they wouldn't have sinned, they would have had the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and they would have seen all the halachas of the Chamisha Chumshe Torah without having to get the Torah Shebaal Peh. They would have seen the Torah Shebaal Peh Memela from the Torah Shebichsav. So basically, what is the Torah Shebaal Peh? The Torah Shebaal Peh comes now that we're not on that madrega, and we can't see deep inside, and we need the Torah Shebaal Peh to tell us was liegt unter der Wörter, what's underneath the words, what's merumas under the words of the Torah Shebichsav. That we couldn't see. We can't see. We're not on that darga. We need Torah Shebaal Peh to tell us that there's something deeper. When it says Latotofos Beinecha, when it says Pri Eitz Hadar, we don't know what it means. There's something deeper. What is exactly what it is? The Torah Shebaal Peh takes the depth underneath the Torah Shebichsav and shows us what's inside. What's inside? And I think, and the Darshanim have spoken about this in the past, and I've heard Rabbi Friend and others speak of this, that just like Torah Shebaal Peh is this vehicle to show us that what's in Torah Shebichsav you can't take on face value, there's something deeper, so to every single Jew. If you see a Jew and he doesn't look the way you think he's supposed to look, but you don't know how much good that neshama, that pintel yid inside under him. Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that there's something beneath the surface. Don't just look at the shitchias, at the surface. Understand that there's something beneath the surface. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh gives us, that vehicle. Something that had even lochato, as the Shem Yishmuel says, we would have seen it memela. But Kevin Shechadu, we can't see it in the mail, we need the aid of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's the Musar Haskel in our relationship with every single Jew. And who says this idea? That is what our Messiah showed us, the Gemara in Chagiga, Adav Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Rafilu, Poshe Yisrael, Malayim Mitzvos Karimon. And even Poshe Yisrael, even people that perhaps we can't see their beauty externally, even they have Malayim Mitzvahs Karimon. And as Darshanim have pointed out, that is the Yisod. Torah Shebaal Peh tells us there's something underneath the surface. And that, I believe, is the second way that Torah Shebaal Peh is Mevius HaGeula. The first way, it takes away the Lashon Hara. my takante yasaf batora eila avak lashon hara is the lamed vav mesechtas. And here, as the Shemi Shmuel understands the Gemara in the Dorim, imuch lochatu, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have sinned, they would have seen Torah Shabbal Peh Memela, because Torah Shabbal Peh gives us that idea to see beneath the surface. And yet there's another idea that Torah Shabbal Peh gives us. And also, the third idea, which Torah Shabbal Peh helps us be mesakein the sinas chinam, and that is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, from page 16. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyo, Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah, hareiz emoshav leitzim. Two people that are sitting and are not talking and learning, that's a moshav leitzim. And I remember from my stay in learning in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael in Keren B'Yavne, the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim of Goldberg, was always fond of speaking on this Mishnah and saying over the Pshat of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And he would always begin by saying it in the following way. He said to me, he said it in Hebrew, of course, he said to me, what is a Moshav Leitzim? Two people sitting and eating a sandwich and not speaking and learning, that's a Moshav Leitzim? To me, a Moshav Leitzim means you have people with cans of beer on the table, their feet are on the table, they're leaning back. That's a Moshav Leitzim. Two people, Shnayim Sheyoshvim, Vein Beinayim, Divrei Torah, that's a Moshav Leitzim. So we always would like to quote the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, as we can see over here on the bottom of page 17. Shnayim Sheyoshvim, Vein Beinayim, Divrei Torah, Zei Moshav Leitzim, Ratzolomer, Beinayim, Ein Divrei Torah, Avolodi, Kol Echad, Uvnei Atzmo, Uvul Oz, Ein Beinayim means that it's not that they're not learning. The two people are learning, but each one is not interested to hear what the other one has to say, because no one is respecting what the other person has to say. Ein Beinayim means that there's no dialogue between them, which ultimately means there's no respect between the two people. And that's the Moshav Leitzim. As Rav Hutner writes in his Mamorim, Leitz means a person takes something choshev and machta that it's a gornished. Ein beinehem divrei Torah. So Torah Shabbal Peh, the yisod of Torah Shabbal Peh, is pilpul chaverim, is kovet habrios, is to makir that not only you're not the only one, but there's someone else who also has a point of view, and to be machshiv what he says. But shnayim sheyoshvim, the ein beinehem, but they're not communicating because neither of them wants to hear what the other one says. That is a Moshav Leitzim. So Torah Shabbal Peh, in essence, is what is the biggest tikkun for Sinas Chinam. Not only that the Gemara says, my takante shal mesapri lashon hara is to be mesapri b'divrei Torah. And not only, as we mentioned before, that Torah Shabbal Peh shows us that there's something beneath the surface. But also, the yisod of Torah Shabbal Peh, the Shakla Vitarya, as Vayim Besufa, Rav Vitalmid, are arguing over something, hearing what the other person has to say and respecting him, that also is a takana for Sinas Chinam as well. And furthermore, to the last point, is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Heviyani al Beis Hayayin V'Diglo Alay Ava. And this pasuk is commented in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Yanai, Ilu Nitna Torah Chatucho Lohoysa L'Regal Amida. If the Torah was given just with one point of view, as a very dry set of laws, this is it. One, two, this is it. There's one view on this, and this issue, there's one view. It wouldn't have had an existence. And the Yerushalmi continues, Matan Maidaber Hashem Moshe, Omer Lufana Bibor Shalom, Hodiyeni Heichi Ha'alocha, Omer Lachare Rabbi Mahatos, Rabbi Hamzatim, Zochu, Rabu Hamachai Ben Chivu, Teshetor Midreshes,
Mentes ponim tome, mentes ponim tor.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Torah should be given with many facets to the Torah. There should be mentes ponim, 49 reasons why a certain thing should be tome, and 49 reasons why a certain thing should be tor. Of course, in the end, ultimately, we have to pask in a certain way. But the Torah was given with more than one point of view. V'cheinu omer, my time of parim Torah, minyan v'diglo. That v'diglo is the minyan of 49. V'diglo alai ava. And that shows the idea that there's not only in any given issue only one point of view, and therefore anyone who doesn't have this one point of view, memela, we have to hate him, and we have sinas chinam. V'diglo alai ava. V'diglo is mismar mem test. That doesn't mean that there's a limited amount of views. Everything has to be al pi hamesora, al pi chachmei haTorah. But v'diglo alai ava, that the Torah shebal peh is dafka v'diglo, mispar v'diglo alai ava, mem test ponim tohame, mem test tomin tohar. So now in the 9 days, when we're here to make a siyum on Torah Shebal Peh, we have to understand that Torah Shebal Peh is the yisod for bringing of the Geula. As we explain, how Torah Shebal Peh is Eila HaDvarim, is the beginning, the Sefer Dvarim is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, is the Memusa, Ben Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh. It's my takante shall mesaper lashon hara. It's the idea that there's something beneath the surface. It's the idea of ein beinehem, of the dialogue that has to exist between people, which are ultimately the kavod habrias. And it's the idea that the Torah was given mempes ponim tome, mempes ponim tor, v'diglo alai ava. And now, Rabosai, we can conclude with a beautiful vort that was said over at the Siyam HaShas, at the last Siyam HaShas. Rav Pilchas Friedman was the Belzer Rosh Koilel, said over at the Siyam HaShas, and it was printed subsequently in the Machane Haredi of Tovshin Samechei. And now we'll see the vort, and now we'll keep it in mind of everything we said tonight. I think it'll give it a added dimension to what he said. And he says like this. Hinei, look in the second column. Hinei, ha-geula ha-sida tluya b'schus ha-esek b'tor shabal peh, as the Gemara says and the Medrash says, ein kol ha-galuyos ha-lolu miskansos el b'schus mishnais. My taima gam ki yitnu b'goyim ata akapze. And yitnu, perish, yitnu loshem mishnah. When you learn the Mishnah, you learn Torah Shebal Peh, that's going to bring kibbutz golius. Mavur mizek ya geula asida tiena b'schus lima Torah Shebal Peh. And then he says a beautiful gematria from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And supposedly when the Brisker Rav heard this gematria, he said this had to be said but beruach hakodesh. And the gematria, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said, the pasuk in Yeshaya, tzio de mishpat tipode v'shaveh b'tzdaka, ki ikar Torah Shebal Peh hu Talmud Bavli v'Talmud Yerushalmi. Tzion b'mishpat tipode b'gematria, Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shaveh b'tzdaka b'gematria, Talmud Bavli. That is the Yisod HaGeula. And now that we understand the different reasons, as we explained this evening, the Eila HaDevarim, the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, how these reasons are the tikkun for the chait of sinas chinam, the tikkun of avas Yisrael through Torah Shebal Peh, bringing people together, giving people something to talk about that's of substance, and not to be speaking lashon hara, being machshiv each other's point of view, understanding bishakel v'tori, bringing people together through pilpula shel Torah, that ultimately is the tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh, and this siyum. As the Rav mentioned, that everything we do on Tisha B'Av and leading up to Tisha B'Av is another brick towards the Geula Shleima. As the Svarim writes, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, meaning that each day of our lives is bringing, each day of our lives is another brick. Our Yomim are building the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, our yomim should be filled with learning Torah Shebal Peh, with practicing Torah Shebal Peh. We'd be mechabev each other, and this we should be zoche, that just like the Novi Zechariah says, that Tzom HaRevi, the Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShviv, Tzom HaAsiri, Yiyel Beis Yisrael, L'Sosun L'Simcha, B'mheirav Yomeinu. Amen.